Blog Talk Radio.
I've got to tell you that this joy that I have, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, you tuned in to the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made a whole by God. And yes, we're learning, glory to God, to lean on Jesus every day, everywhere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're having a time just thinking about the goodness of the Lord and leaning on the everlasting arms. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with a co-host, none other than the awesome, the amazing, the talented, the blessed, the anointed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Byrd, are you there?
Hallelujah. Yes, I am.
To God. We thank God for you. Thank God for all those who have tuned into our service on today. It is Thanksgiving Eve, and you know we thank God every day. Hallelujah. But, you know, the world has a special day where, well, the United States and some other countries have the special day where we give thanks, and we give thanks to God. Hallelujah. So tomorrow is what did it say? Tomorrow is what?
Thanksgiving Day.
Tomorrow is Turkey Day.
All right. Go.
Well, a lot of people don't do turkey, but it's perennially it's Turkey Day. But before we go any further, I want to kind of prep y'all to get ready to put place the names up in the atmosphere of blessing. And before we go any further, Pastor Peaches, can you give the housekeeping suggestions, if you would?
Hallelujah. We want you to get your Bible, the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Whatever translation you're going to use. Hallelujah. Get your composition notebooks, your pencils, your pens. Get your communion elements. Hallelujah. Your crackers, your water, your juice, your milk, your whatever you want to use. Hallelujah. For communion. And we want to share with you that the fourth Sunday in this month, we have a guest speaker. Pastor Maxine Lee of Chase, Maryland, will be our guest speaker. Hallelujah. We will be serving dinner that Sunday. Hallelujah. And when the new year comes in, we will be in the house of the Lord. We will be having a... what you call this service?
Watch night service? Live watch night service.
We will be having a watch night service starting at 10 o'clock, from 10 to 12:30. Hallelujah. We will be praising God when the new year come in.
It will be simulcast too, Pastor Peaches. In other words, the radio listeners who can't get here, who may be in Poland or Australia or Russia or China or wherever they are, they may not be able to get here, so glory to God.
They will be praising the Lord along with us.
On the radio.
Thanking God for 2022.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
Oh my.
Praise God. And we have so much to thank and praise God for. Hallelujah. So that is what we'll be doing. Hallelujah. You are welcome to join us. That will be a live service. Hallelujah. And you can look forward to some refreshments afterwards. I'm not promising you got peas and rice. Hallelujah. But you'll have something to smack your lips on. Hallelujah. Looking forward to you being with us on New Year's Eve, our watch night service.
That's on a Friday. That's a Friday night.
Friday night, is that when it is, huh?
Yes.
Friday night. Hallelujah. We'll be bringing the new year in. So we'll be here Friday night into Saturday morning. Hallelujah. See you then. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And definitely don't forget to right now get your communion items together, your crackers, your juice, bread, or whatever you're going to use for the communion element, because we're going to do communion tonight, and we're going to do that on watch nights also. And the fourth Sunday of this month, of November, is this coming Sunday. Isn't that something? My goodness. So we got a whole lot to thank God for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The year is almost up, and the Lord is just blessing. So thank you, Pastor Peaches. And I know that many of you have been getting the names that you want to place up in the atmosphere. I want you to begin to focus in on them, because we want folk blessed. We want folk delivered and healed and set free. Is that right, Pastor Peaches?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you.
Presence of the Lord is
hallelujah.
Presence of the Lord is here. In the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here.
Hallelujah.
Presence of the Lord
Pastor
is here. Spirit of the
birth.
Lord is here.
Hallelujah.
Spirit of the Lord is here.
Blackwell.
I feel it in the atmosphere.
Hallelujah. Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Sula and Alan and Donna and Tiffany.
The power of the Lord is here.
Gary Cleveland, Gary Warren, Joaquin,
Ed James, Scott Almonte,
Harry Chappell,
Kathleen Austin, Marcy Andrews, hallelujah.
Angela Jennings Hill,
Angela Smith,
Elder Rosetta Carey. Raymond McCoy, Steve Engineer,
Lisa
Johnson, Loretta Johnson, James Harris, Sean and Warren Johnson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Darryl Carter. Reginald Moore. Bob Wall. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Walter Allen. Hallelujah. Freddie Douglas. Benjamin Thomas. Hallelujah. Phyllis and Sally Lundy. Hallelujah. Kathy Moody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Vincent Harmon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Agnes Harmon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Corey Johnson.
Justin. Another Justin.
Bill. Lorena.
Antonio. Another Antonio. Dexter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joseph Atkins. Joseph Powers. Hallelujah. Raymond Banks. Rachel. Hallelujah. Whatever you need him to do. Stephanie, another Stephanie, Leroy Calvi and family, hallelujah, Mitchell Warren, little Mitchell, hallelujah, Joshua, hallelujah, glory to God, Carol King, Carol Powers, Carolyn Powers, hallelujah, Doug and Teresa Wilson,
me,
hallelujah, glory to God, David, another David, Francine, Lavonda, hallelujah, Michael Shelton, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Teresa McCloud. Hallelujah.
Dorothy. Hallelujah. Dr. Dorothy. Hallelujah. Dr. Karen Trent Mims.
Belly Bartow.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of the folks that were placed into the atmosphere of blessings. We thank God for the breakthroughs. We thank God for the healings. We thank God for the monumental moves.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And right now, after this selection, hallelujah, we will present to you and introduce to others the Children's Corner. And none other than the anointed Pastor Peaches will preside over the Children's Corner on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. He has made me glad. Mm-mm. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is awesome. We serve an awesome God, young people. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you, he can be your God just like he's your mama's God or your father's God or grandmother's God. Hallelujah. That God doesn't have any respected person. Hallelujah. He can walk with you and talk with you. You can lay on your bed at night and talk to him just like you're talking to one of your friends on the phone. Hallelujah. I have done it. Hallelujah. He is that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. When everybody else has gone and has flew the coop, or those ones that said, "Yeah, man, I got your back," and you turn around and you turn around and ain't nobody behind you.
Yeah.
You wonder, like, where my buddies going? They left you standing there to face that giant all by yourself because they just shook in their shoes and they done took off. They have fled in terror. Hallelujah. But you got Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
But you have the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you have the Lord, you have the majority.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You don't have to be frightened, afraid of anything or anybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. That's not what I want to talk about tonight. Hallelujah. 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 As a young person, you may ask yourself, what does God want me to do? I know how to do this and that, Lord, but is that what you want me to do to bring people into the kingdom? Lord, is that what you want me to do? I want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Lord, I want to have a business doing hair. Or I have a business doing photography or whatever. But, Lord, is that what you want me to do? And, Lord, I don't know anybody to help me get started in that. Lord, is that my destiny? Lord God, you've given me so many gifts and talents, and I want them all to be a blessing to you. I want them all to be a blessing to the body of Christ. But is that what you want me to do, Lord? Is that a direction you want me to go in? Is that how you want me to get income or bring income into my home? Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, a lot of times we don't know what God wants us to do, and we can get twisting our hands and this and that. But you know what? When you have a friend like Jesus, he gives you a calm and a peace in your spirit.
Yeah.
And Psalms 37 says, trust in the Lord and do good.
Yeah.
So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed.
Hallelujah.
The fourth verse says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart.
Hallelujah.
The fifth verse says, commit thy way unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes we don't know how to get things started. We want to, Lord, I know you've like called me into the ministry. You know what? It is for every saved person to witness to somebody about the Lord. And you know what? And you may say, well, how do I do that? What do I do? Where do I start? You know what? You can get some gospel tracts from your church. Well, tell us you need some. We'll get them to you. And you know what? You can go out on the corner, go downtown to the marketplace, or go where you see a large crowd of people getting off the buses, getting off public transportation, or transfer points at the light rail, and just pass out a gospel tract, pass out the Daily Bread magazine, pass out the large print, the small print. You know, take a different spot every week. And don't you know, with people not being able to get into the churches right now, or a lot of the churches being closed, you know what? They'll be glad to see someone giving them a daily bread, because that's how a lot of people was getting the daily bread. But right now they aren't getting them because the churches are closed. And that's something we never thought we would see until the end time, when it would be against the law for us to go into the churches or have churches open. But that's one way, that's one thing you can do. You know what? There's another scripture, Proverbs, and this is a scripture I've shared with y'all before. When I was in school, my mother, whenever she wrote a scripture in our, what we called autograph book, we always had a book, then you had your best friend to sign something to you or whatever. You know, God bless you in your endeavors or good luck and this and this and that. Whatever, my mother, we weren't even allowed to use the word luck, but that's what some of your friends were writing you, good luck and whatever you're going to do. But look, this scripture, she would always write Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Okay? But you know what? And the fourth verse before the fifth and sixth for that one, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And that's something I pray. And I ask the Lord for favor with him and with man. And don't you know, you may feel like, oh, I don't know which way to go. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And don't you know, one of the first things you need to do, you may say, I don't know how to get started in the direction God wants me to go, and I don't have people in my life to do this and that. But one of the first things you need to do, get in a Bible-living church.
Yeah.
Get in a Bible-believing, walking, talking, living church. Okay? If you will be surprised how God will bless you for bless you daily for that, and how you can be having something on your mind. I've experienced this, and having a deep thought or just a question, and needing some leadings and guidance from the Lord. And I went on a Sunday morning at the service, one of the saved young ladies came to me and gave me the word that I needed. It didn't come across the pulpit. It came from a person. It came from somebody, same filled the Holy Ghost in the congregation. But you need to put yourself in the place and in the spot where God can speak even to one of his servants to come and give you a word. If you're not in church, you don't go to church on Sundays. You may be in this church one Sunday. You may be in that church another Sunday morning. You hear one of the ministers from television being in the cathedral or whatever in Washington, and you're on the road going over there. But did you ask your pastor? Did you let your pastor know you weren't going to be in church? You need to be able to be accountable to the man of God, your pastor. Get your feet, your body into some church. Join a church. Ask God to lead you and guide you. You need to be someplace being fed a weekly basis, okay? Not just on Sundays. Get in the Word of God through the week. Do you only eat or sit down at your dining room table once a week? We all would be some skinny people if we did. Hallelujah. We wouldn't suffer with so many things that we did. If we only ate, I mean, like that, we'd probably eventually die too. But you need to eat the word of God. You need a man of God over you breaking up the word of God to you and feeding you. And then you will be able to ask, somebody can lay hands on you when you say, hey, I need somebody to touch and agree on this and this and that. Can you pray with me for this and that? And, you know, you'll be right there in the midst of Holy Ghost-filled people. Hallelujah. Don't you know God can allow somebody to feel just what you're going through and come to you, give you a word, come to you, lay hands on you, come to you and give and say and speak something to your spirit, that's what you need to hear. Hallelujah. But if you don't go to the house of the Lord, how can God do that for you? I don't believe he's going to tell somebody, oh, you live 1220 West Lexington Street, go knock on that door and give so-and-so a word. No, that person need to come to church. You need to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. You'll be surprised at things that God will drop in your spirit, where he'll bless somebody else to share with you. You may even hear a word coming across the pulpit, and you would say, oh, my gosh, that's just what I was thinking about. That's just what I was wondering. Oh, my Lord. Yes. But you were able to hear that. You were able to partake of that because you were in the house of the Lord. God knows your heart. He loves you more than you ever know. and all the thing, all the questions and all and the doubts and stuff that you have in your heart, he wants to erase them. He wants to give you the desires of your heart. He does. He doesn't want you to be confused and twisting your hands and pulling your hair out and wondering, like, oh, Lord, what am I supposed to do? This, and that. God has already made everything plain. And when you commit your ways unto him, commit your ways unto the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And don't you know he'll make everything smooth and straight? Hallelujah. And you won't go through anything that he won't be there with you to go through with you. And maybe something, the same problem may cause a one of your peers in school or somebody else to say, oh, no, I'm ready to jump ship. I'm ready to end it all. But you, because you had the Spirit of God and because you're rooted and grounded in church, hallelujah, and in the Lord, you'll take yours differently. You'll say, God, I know you're going to be right here to go with me and take me through this in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. You'll be able to put that in God's hand. Because he said to cast all your cares over on him. That wasn't a joke. He really meant it. Because he's right there, and he's right there for you, and because he cares for you. Hallelujah. Be blessed of the Lord, young people. Jesus loves you, and we love you too.
Hallelujah.
See you Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. In remembrance of you, we take this bread. Your body broken for us. In remembrance of you, we take this cup and remember your blood that was shed for us, Lord Jesus. And every time we do,
It was awesome for the teachers to give us a hint as to what was on the test that was coming, you know, what was coming next, you know. Sometimes they gave us a review. It was just so good for those children that had good sense, you know, would write down the notes, you know, for the, because often the teachers would actually give the answers to the questions on the test that was coming in the review. And if they had good sense, they would listen. Well, we thank God for you scored an A on that test because I asked you a question.
Hallelujah.
What was coming, you said communion, and that's right. And we thank God for all of you who have tuned in tonight. I want you to know that this is the meal that heals.
Hallelujah.
The meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, we thank you for them. We ask that you would bless them, Manona, and sanctify them in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, chapter 11, verses 23 through 30. That scripture talks about examine yourself. And we examine ourselves right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your covenant name. And one of your covenant names is Jehovah Tsidkenu. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you for Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And, Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And again, your word says in our text scripture for communion, examine yourself. And we comprehend. Be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. We bless your name, O God. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes, we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes, we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, thank you. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 declares, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of a man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish that which it was intended. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for your healing, for your strength, for the life in Holy Communion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, on the same night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he blessed it. Thank you, Lord, again.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he declared, this is my body, broken for you. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that we are healed already.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt.
Thank you, God.
So we thank you, Lord, for healing.
Thank you for your healing.
Every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing.
Thank you for your touch.
Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Your word declares in Matthew 15:26, 1 John 3:1-2, 1 John 1:12-13, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 declares that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your glory to God. Glory to God. Healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for healing bread on today. We send your word to heal right now. Psalms 107:20. We send your word to heal right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The promises of God are yea and amen in Christ. Hallelujah. To the glory of God the Father. We send your word to heal right now in Jesus' name. Likewise. Hallelujah. Likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new inheritance, my new gift that I'm giving to you. And I want to underscore it. I want to highlight this. I want to just make you aware that I really mean it from my heart because I wrote it in my blood.
Yes.
Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. When I see the blood. When I
see the blood, I will pass, I will will pass over you
when I
see the blood.
When
I
see the blood, when I
see the blood,
I will pass
over you.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us, covers our past, present, future sins, our steps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven upon every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 fire,
fire, fire, in the name of Jesus.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, combobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. Glory to God. There to my heart was the blood applied.
Glory to his name.
And glory
to his name.
Precious name. Hallelujah.
Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. And Father God, we thank you for our family daily confession. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and extended family. Hallelujah. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor.
In the image of God,
full of integrity and truth. Mighty thinkers
in Jesus' name.
Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are
from God's perspective.
And we're not
intimidated by anything in this life.
We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're
gifts to the ministry.
We're help. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful.
In Jesus'
name. Hallelujah. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. And we send a special love to the Harris family. Mother Dolores Harris, Anjanette Harris, Yvette Harris, Ronald Harris, and Rosalind, God bless you. You are special in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. God loves you, and we love you, too. In fact, we love you. You know, we always say, I love you more, and that's right. My wife and I love you more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're getting ready for another phase in today's service. Now, I need to ask you a question.
Yes, Pastor Bird.
Yes. I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, I don't know if it's going to be a hard question or not. Well, I do know. It should be kind of easy. Who was Buffalo Bob Smith?
Your brother.
Close. Close.
No.
No, Buffalo Bob Smith was the gentleman who worked with Howdy Doody. He was a puppet.
Oh, okay.
Buffalo Bob Smith. But that wasn't a real question. I just wanted to throw you for a loop. Is that all right?
I got you.
Yes, you did. What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
All right. Well, bless the Lord. More love to thee, O Christ, more love to thee. Now hear me while I pray, on the bended knee. This is my earnest plea, more love, O Christ, to thee. More love to thee, more love to thee, more of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee, Yadabukoshakare, more of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord. Go ahead, Pastor Pete.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul.
Hallelujah.
Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
Feed me. Till I worry no more. Fill it up and make me whole.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory, O God. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save and fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let your anointing break forth on the right hand and on the left. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My shakara. Let the harvest flow, O God. The harvest of every good seed sown tonight. Let it bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, hallelujah. We thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Faith in the Lord God rebuke you and all your satanic cohorts. We curse you from the root, command you be back. In Jesus' name, you are under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy, every tactic, everything you set up to steal, kill, and destroy in our lives. Is null and void in Jesus' name. We evict you in Jesus' name. And Father God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Again, sing that last chorus, Pastor Peaches. Fill my cup. Hallelujah.
My cup, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I lift it up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Bread of heaven.
Bread of heaven.
Bread of heaven.
Bread of heaven. Hallelujah. Feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill my cup.
My cup.
Fill my cup.
Hallelujah.
Fill it up and make me whole.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you, saints. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tonight is part two of a short series we began on Sunday. And while Pastor Peaches is catching her breath and getting ready to read the scriptures again that we use for this message, I want to start off with talking about something that Ray Stevens did in 1961. And I do not believe that Mr. Stevens has been eclipsed by anybody in what he did. In 1961, he wrote and sang a song, which, as far as I know, is the longest titled song in the history of songs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's connected to a fellow named Jeremiah. And if you're going along with us, you got your Bibles, you may as well turn to Jeremiah, because we're going to be dealing with that. Hallelujah to God. But he wrote a song called Jeremiah Peabody's Polyunsaturated, Quick Dissolving, Pleasant Tasting, Fast Dissolving, Green and Purple Pills.
Uh-huh.
That was the title of the song. God. And as I told the congregants on Sunday with the live service and those that were in Radio Lab, it has nothing whatsoever to do with the message. I just thought I'd throw it in there because of Jeremiah. Hallelujah. But Pastor, did you catch your breath yet?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead and read those scriptures again.
Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 1. Verses 4 and 5,
uh-huh.
Jeremiah 29, verse 11, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24, Proverbs 23, verses 13 and 14, Psalms 23, verses 4 and 6, Proverbs 13, verse 22, and Romans 8, verse 1.
Amen. Thank you so much. The title of tonight's message, part two, is entitled, Bless the Children, Don't Oppress Them. Again, the title of today's message is part two of Bless the Children, Don't Oppress Them. And we gave you some interesting facts about the scriptures. I'll just repeat the first one. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 says, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah and said, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you.
Mm-mm-mm.
Jesus. I'm paraphrasing a little bit here. And where was he then?
In the heart of God.
He was in the heart of God. Now, anything that comes from the heart of God, I think we better treat it with respect,
mm-hmm.
and with a care and diligence. Is that right?
Amen.
Children came from the heart of God. Hallelujah. Your job as parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, uncles, aunts, godmothers, godfathers, parents indeed, the children, not to oppress them, not to curse them. You are not to beat your children into line. You're supposed to love them into line. You are not supposed to oppress them or curse them or call all kinds of negative names upon them, heap that on them. You're supposed to love them. You're not supposed to discipline them in the heat of the moment.
Amen.
You're not supposed to discipline them if you are off the physical scissor. You're emotional. You're frustrated. You're fed up. You're tired. You're disgusted. You're supposed to discipline them with love. Why? Because the word of God says to be like me as dear children. He disciplines us with love. He doesn't condemn us. He shares conviction, which means that he lets you know, okay, there was something wrong. Okay, we're going to do it a different way. We're going to focus in on the solution, not the problem. The problem is sin, but we're going to focus in on you submitting yourself to Almighty God, committing yourself to Christ, giving yourself to Christ. That's a solution.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dealing with your children, don't focus, please clean up your room. Yeah, that's a chunk child. You didn't wash the dishes. You left one dish in the sink. But you're focusing on the problem or on the weakness. God wants you to show love, focusing on solution. You talk to that child that left the dish in the sink. Says, guess what, darling, you won't believe this. Glory to God. But I'm decided to get a dishwasher. So you won't have to be washing those dishes in the sink anymore. That's focusing on the solution.
Mm.
Is that right?
That's right.
Glory to God. Jeffrey, I got great news for you. This is going to blow your mind. I got great news for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When your room is cleaned, I got a television set. I'm going to move into your room. And I got a PlayStation 7. I don't think they make those yet, do they?
No, I know there's a 5.
I got a PlayStation 7. I'm going to hook up to your TV when your room is clean. I'm focusing on the solution.
Yes.
By the way, I bought you 2 totes because I know you got a lot of valuable stuff in your room and you want to make sure that nobody steps on them or what. I got 2 totes for you. And you can put, they got lids too. You can put their stuff in the totes,
mm-hmm,
and you can stack it on the side. Oh,
mm-hmm.
You got 4 B's. And 1 F.
Mm.
Guess what, Jerry? I'm going to give you, you won't believe it, I'm going to give you $25 for every A you got. Mm. Mm. Solution.
Wow.
I'm going to give you $10 for every B. Mm. Hallelujah. She got 3 A's. Ooh, that's $75. 5 B's, that's $50 more. Mm. Boy, if I didn't make that, boy, if I could turn that S into a B or an A, boy. Okay. Focusing on what?
The solution.
Rather than the problem. We could, you made an F for you. What did you do? You made an F for you. You are tearing the child down. The boy done made 3 A's, 5 B's.
Praise God.
You ought to be jumping all over the room. You're running around the house 2-3 times, praising the Lord. Glory to God.
Because
there's some folk that made 3 F's, 5 B's, and 1 C. You know, so you've been blessed. Hallelujah. Focus in on the solution rather than the problem.
Right.
The weakness, you understand? Some people, who now in their 60s and 70s are still dealing with the hurts and the negative words that came out of their mothers and fathers' mouths when they were children. They still grappling with this. Millions of people still grappling with this. They have felt inferiority complex and a lack of value and all that kind of stuff because when they were children, you said, oh, that was stupid. Oh, that was dumb. What, you dummy? You don't have good sense. Oh, you don't have good sense that you were born with. You act just like your father. He ain't have good sense. You know what y'all said to hurt your children. And that might have made you feel good for a moment because you getting back at them because you feel that they hurt you or let you down. So you got that. You got to swing out at them, and they deal with that. You done gone on with to your reward. That people have gone on to their reward, and people are still, glory to God. People are still grappling with this stuff. I dealt with talked to just yesterday someone in North Carolina in their 60s, and they still talking about how they were treated when they were a child. And that's what that they still got the pain. Don't go there.
Oh, Jesus.
Mothers and fathers, you got that. Look, okay, don't get on no guilt trip because you may have missed it like I did because I did some of the wrong things when I was raising my kids. But hallelujah, I'm doing different with my grandchildren. They're great. They're the greatest children in the world. You can say that to your children. If you listen to my voice, if you have small children, you can say, y'all the greatest children in the world.
Amen.
They may make mistakes, but guess what? Romans 4:17 says what? You could call those things as though they were, or you could call those things as though they ought to be. You're the greatest children in the world. You're the smartest children in the world. Everything your hands touch, you're gonna succeed. You are somebody special. Oh, that you're one of a kind. You are awesome. You're amazing. You're talented. You're blessed. You're beautiful. You can say all of that. Give your children. Bless your children. Don't curse your children.
Amen.
Bless your children. Don't oppress them. See, you need to understand this, that the way they flow in later life is dependent on what you give them early life. But don't get on a guilt trip. If you miss it with your children, holler, pick up the ball with your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you see them, have a good word to share. Oh, you're the greatest grandchild in the world. Oh, you are awesome. You're special. Anything you can put your hands to, I know you're going to do good. You're great. You're amazing. You're intelligent. You're powerful. You share that. Build them up. Don't tear them down. Don't let out your frustrations on your children. They don't have protection. They can't let it go in one ear and come out the other. Like maybe some old adults, and some old adults can't even do that. But you be telling them all kinds of stuff like that, and they take it at heart. And then you wonder, well, I don't know why my child committed suicide. Because you acted like you didn't love them. If you can't discipline your child in love, don't go there. Don't go to discipline. If they can't see love in what you're doing. And you say, well, the Bible says a friend of ours spoiled a child. The Bible didn't say that. Somebody a long time ago said that, but that's not in the Bible. Do me a favor, Pastor Peaches. Can you start reading Psalms 23? Can you go to Psalms 23?
Yeah.
Go to Psalms 23. If you can start at verse 1, if you're going to read until I say stop reading. Is that all right?
Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Mm-hmm.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
Okay, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm. He leads me beside the still waters.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, just stop right there. See, that's your Father in heaven, but that's also your Father on earth. That's his responsibility. Keep going.
He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's
sake. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. He shows me the path of righteousness. It ain't righteous to beat your children. You say, but they're so stubborn, they won't listen. What are you telling them? Do you take them to church? Oh, I don't have time for church. So church, so, you know, I got hurt one time in church. Lead them in the path of what?
Righteousness.
So the Bible says, fail not to assemble yourselves together. You actually sin against your children when you don't take them to church. Asking a four-year-old, do you want to go to church? A four-year-old don't even know if they want to go to school or not. Or want to go to the bathroom. They're just wet on themselves. I don't feel like going to the bathroom. And they're wet on themselves. And you must bless your children, not oppress them, not curse them, not abuse them, not misuse them. Read some more.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Now, hold on just a second. Not only is your heavenly father there, but you know your mother and father are there as your support also. When you get in trouble, they are there not to beat on you and say, oh, you done made a mistake. Oh, we're going to bang on you. No. They're going to bless you too. Okay, go ahead, read some
more. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Come on, stop right there. Now, a rod used to beat somebody doesn't sound like no comfort. Does that sound like comfort to you?
Mm.
What the rod that is talking about, and it's a different word that is used in rods in different other scriptures. This is a rod that on this rod is the actions, the miracles of God in the life of his people. And they put it on a rod so that if they felt shaky, they can remind themselves of what God has done for them in the past, like a testimony. It's on the rod. And then the rod is also used as a protection, not as a weapon to wail against the children, but as a protection for someone who would come and harm the children. Do you hear me? Hmm. And the staff is when the lamb get in trouble and get stuck somewhere. There's a little hook on it that you could gently coax the lamb out of danger. So it says the rod and staff, what shall they do?
They comfort me.
You beat me side to head on my butt, on my back, on my legs is not comforting me.
Right.
So that's not what it's talking about, y'all. This is the word of God. It's religious text. That's what the word that's used for rod there is, religious text. That's how God brought you out of the wilderness, how you crossed the Red Sea on dry land. All those miracles, food came from heaven, water came out of the rock. All that's on there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That comforts you. No, he did it before, he'll do it again. It used to be a song. Mm-hmm. He did it before, he'll do it again. Hallelujah. And the staff, when you get in trouble, he's going to be right there. He's going to reach out his long staff to bring you out of trouble.
Man.
Go ahead, read some more.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
You're going to be fed, not bled. Go ahead.
Thou anointest my head with oil.
Glory to God. Bless the children. You can't bless the children in your mind. You got to say it out of your mouth. And if you really want to do it just like Bible days, you pour some olive oil, you pour some oil over them. I bless you in Jesus' name. You're talented. You're amazing. You're awesome. You're powerful. Glory to God. You are. Glory to God. You are the best child in the world. You're this, you're that. Just build them up. Glory to God. Anoint them for greatness, because that's what's in them. Go ahead, read some more.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
Stop. Not only is goodness and mercy, that's your parents. Goodness is your daddy. Mercy is your mama. But also, it's what daddy said. The goodness that he said is going to follow you all the day. You're going to remember what daddy said because he spoke it out of his mouth. You're going to remember what mama said because mama spoke it out of your mouth. Goodness and mercy that they spoke out of their mouth is going to follow you some of the days of your life.
All the days of your life.
They're going to follow you just down to the corner.
All the days of your life.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Y'all got to understand what I'm saying. I know this is hard for some of you because this is the way your mama did you and your grandmother did her and your great-grandmama did her. You know, I understand because I fell in that trap too. And I wish I could take some things back, but I can't go in the past and change one iota. But sure enough, I can start from this point on. Blessing my children, speaking words of life, not death over them, speaking words of value, not devaluing my children, speaking words of hope and success and victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look, go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. In fact, start with verse 15 there. 15 and 16.
Second Timothy.
Chapter 3.
Second Timothy 3?
Yeah.
What verse?
Start at 15 and see if that's what I want.
And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make
thee wise. Stop. When you discipline a child, give them the holy scriptures. Give them the word of God, because the word of God is love in it. I love you, and I want you to know the truth, because knowing the truth is going to set you free. Hallelujah. Okay, read that scripture, 15 again.
And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
Stop right there. You won't ever have to even think it in your mind that something's wrong with my child. My child is stupid. You're going to give them the word of God, which will make them what?
Wise.
Go to 16. Let's go into 16.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
That's what you use to share. That's religious text. That's what you use with when you discipline a child. And don't you ever come out of your mouth ever again and say, you do it because I said so. Don't say that. They're not your property. They're God's property. But what you can say is do it,
amen,
baby girl, because God said so. Here it is. And they grow up knowing the scriptures. That's why Pastor Peaches knows that scripture in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Is that right?
Yes.
Because her mother gave her that scripture when she was a child. Moriyadabosha. See, we mistook our children for chattel. They are not property. The only property they are God's property.
Amen.
And you better not treat God's property incorrectly.
Amen.
Because God's going to hold you responsible.
Yeah.
He's going to hold you responsible. But they made decisions. But you devalued them. You made them feel less than what they were, and they grew up believing that garbage, and now they act out garbage because of you. You got to get down on your knees right now and repent.
Amen.
Amen. You made that horse. You saddled that horse, and now you got to ride it. The only thing I could tell you to do is repent. Hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, the message today was bless your children. Don't oppress them. Don't curse them. Don't abuse them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless your children. And let it come out of your mouth. A blessing does not come in your thoughts.
Hallelujah.
You've got to speak it out of your mouth. Spiritual reality is when you believe something in your heart and you speak it out of your mouth. The world didn't come into being until God said.
Amen.
And God said.
Amen.
And God said.
Amen.
And God said. He spoke it out of his mouth.
Amen.
And he said, be like me as dear children. You want to bless somebody? Speak it out of your mouth.
Amen.
Tell them you're talented, you're blessed, you're awesome.
Amen.
You're beautiful. Yes. I'm going to say this, and I don't mean no harm. Glory to God. Lord, forgive me. Your child may look like a monkey, but hallelujah. You can call those things with beat out as though they were. And say, oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. I didn't say that. But anyway, glory to God. You're beautiful.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
That's right.
Call those things that be not as though they were. You call those things as though they ought to be. You are intelligent. You're a genius, baby. I call some of my children a genius.
Amen.
I should have called them that sooner, but they're adults now. But I call them a genius. Maybe they don't have the 142 or the 175 IQ that denotes a genius. But they're still a genius in my eyesight because I can call those things with be not as though they were. Is that right? Romans 4:17, change your conversation over your children. Stop focusing in, majoring in the minors. They got one F and they got five Bs and three As. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Focus in on the three As and the five Bs. Glory to God. That F, going to take care of yourself because you're going to reward those A's and B's. Glory to God. There is a consequence or a reward. Hallelujah. The consequence for F is that you don't get the money that you would have got it if it had been an A or B. Glory to God. But give them. You say, oh, you shouldn't have to pay. You should have to pay, give children money for making good grades. Okay, fine. Let me take that another way. You go to work every day. You do a good job. And a day you're supposed to get paid, I shouldn't have to pay you for doing a good job. You feel kind of bad, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh.
Would you feel kind of something wrong with that picture? Is that right?
Right, that's right.
The child's job is to learn. It's to make good grades. When they do that, reward them. You say, but that don't sound right. Well, does it sound right you work all week 40 hours and don't get paid? No, that don't sound right either. So they go to school. I don't know how many hours they spend in school now, but what, 5 days a week? Sometimes they go six. Whatever. That's a job. Pay them. Glory to God. Bless your children.
Amen. Amen.
Don't oppress them. Don't stress them.
Right.
Don't curse them. Bless them.
Amen.
And bless them out of your mouth. Praise the Lord. I don't know what time it is,
hallelujah,
but it's time for me to give it to Pastor Peter.
It's 8:25.
It's 8:25. Glory to God. I finished that early, didn't I? Glory to God. Again, don't beat your children into line. Love them into line.
Amen.
Don't curse them. Don't stress them. Don't oppress them. Bless them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because guess what? When you bless your children, guess what? You're going to get blessed.
Amen.
Because when they grow up and become a millionaire, they're going to buy you a house and a brand new car, a Mitsubishi car. Hallelujah. Or whatever. If you bless them. But if you curse them, they don't want to spend time with you.
Amen.
They don't want to go and see if you're in the nursing home. They don't want to even go feed you. because you cursed, you gave them a hard time when they were children.
Mm.
You railed on them. You called them everything but a child of God.
Mm.
The seed you sow.
With the crop you grow.
Mm. I hope y'all have been paying attention to all these messages because, you know, I like this word of God, and I'm going to give it all to you. The word of God says, a line upon line and precept upon precept. My messages build upon one another. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the words that have come out of my mouth today. We thank you that it's helped and healed someone. It's moved someone not to condemnation but to conviction. To ask for forgiveness. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you that you're doing just that. Hallelujah. And Lord, we know that you will forgive us as we forgive others. So if their parents did whatever to them, we ask God to move on their hearts so they can forgive their parents, even if the parents have gone to the reward. Put two tears in front of you and tell, I forgive you. I forgive them, forgive them,
amen.
And move on.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We pray your blessings over every man, woman, boy, or girl that's been under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name,
in
amen.
In Jesus' name.
Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. We ask that if you would like to send a communication to us, please address your envelope. To RYMM PO Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. If you'd like to call us after the broadcast, you may dial 410-444-5152. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins and I ask you to come into my heart. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. If you repeated that prayer, you're now saved. You have passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. You're now a child of God. Give us a call and allow us to share that. If there's a miracle or a prayer request you would like to share with us, feel free to call us, 410-444-5152. See you on Sunday. And this coming Sunday is our fourth Sunday service and dinner. We will have guests. Please come and join us. Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. And if you want to know where we are having service at the lower-level sanctuary of the Parsonage located at 3007 Iona Terrace. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And that's between Harford Road and Walther Avenue. God bless you. We love you, but God loves you more. Hallelujah.
Chasing your burden and all of your problems on him, Lord. Learning in all things, totally keeping. Every day.
Forever in your name to praise. My friend, man, you got to help me.